She erased us from her wedding, so I'm erasing her from mine. This is gonna be a good one, so let's get into it. When my brother got married, his bride, now my sister-in-law, had very specific expectations. She wanted everyone in the family to wear their wedding colors, and we all did. People flew in from out of state. Everyone made an effort to make her feel celebrated. Okay, interesting. Let's continue. The day before the wedding, she made some offhanded but clearly pointed remarks about how our side of the family never takes anything seriously, and she wasn't expecting us to take this seriously either. That's an insult. Oh my God. The comments made their rounds, and feelings were hurt before the wedding even began. But we still showed up, looked great, and participated. So in that moment, I'm willing to give her a pass that this is just pre-wedding nerves, some anxiety, some stress involved, but still those types of comments they're not nice. They're not okay, but we're going to continue. Fast forward to getting the wedding photos and video. Not a single photo of our side of the family was posted. Not one. She did not. Did she? In the entire 3-minute highlight reel, no faces from our family except a 3-second clip of my parents with the bride and groom. The rest of us, it's like we never existed. Okay, you guys went the extra mile. You showed up. You wore the wedding colors, and she pretended like you guys weren't even there. I mean, unless there's something going on that we don't know about, I mean, I don't know. That doesn't sound cool. Let's keep going. I texted her cordially, as you should, and asked if she could send me the pictures with just our siblings, since none had been posted. She responded that we never took those pictures. That's wild, because I remember helping people adjust corsages for them. She doubled down on the gaslighting. I gave it 6 months and asked again. She suddenly had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah, that's some serious shade right there. What she did was not cool. I mean, hey, if she doesn't want to post your family on her socials, pretty sad, but she should still at least give you guys the photos because you guys showed up. You got dressed in your best. The author goes on to say, fine, here's where the petty revenge comes in. Oh, it's about to get good. I'm getting married in 8 days. I've been engaged for 6 months and planning this moment since she tried to erase us. I hired a great photographer and videographer. What she doesn't know is that the videographer has a secret mission. Make it look like she's getting all the attention. Track her, hover near her like she's the star of the show. She will feel seen. I think we know where this is going. And then the final cut, she won't appear for even 1 second, just like she made sure we didn't. Okay, you guys, that's some petty shit right there. I'm a fan of hers, but that is some petty shit. If you're watching, girl, that is some petty, petty shit. But let's continue. I didn't even invite her originally. Word must have gone out because she cornered me at a family dinner. That's always awkward. And said, unfortunately, I have to work the day before and after your wedding, but I should still be able to make it. I was so stunned. I just said, that's fine. The Airbnb is booked whether you're there or not. So now she's coming. Ugh. To cope, I spelt her name wrong on the wedding invite on purpose. Oh my God. That was my first move. There's more. The video blackout will be my last. Not asking for advice, not asking if it's too mean. It's not. It's exactly fair. Happy to finally talk about it freely. Edit. Update. May 12th. The wedding was absolutely beautiful, and I didn't have to think about this all day. We've been living on the love high that comes with the wedding and forgot about anything until YouTube remakes reminded me. Our videographer was given verbal instructions beforehand and made sure to know who SIL, sister-in-law, was. As our sneak peek clips have been given back to us, I have yet to see her in any of the footage. Huh, what a coincidence. Our videographer told us they had over 200 gigabytes of raw footage, so sister-in-law will definitely be in some footage on a hard drive somewhere. But she definitely will not end up on any of our Instagram highlights. We'll see about the final video. I definitely didn't think this would blow up like it did. Originally, I only shared it with the three girls in the book club. Thank you all for coming on this petty revenge journey with me. Okay, so I completely understand that she was hurt. And you know, it's hard not to be when you're left feeling invisible at a major family event, like literally erased. But the important thing is that carrying over that kind of revenge energy on your wedding day can kind of stain the entire experience. I mean, the author here is saying that she was high on love and she didn't even think about it, but it's going to be this like residual thing that's sort of there because in the back of her mind, she's thinking about the drama and what this woman's going to say after. Like, it's her sister-in-law. She's going to run into her and like, where are the photos? Where are the videos? And it's going to be this like ongoing thing until it completely gets resolved. So here's my thoughts. I think when these situations happen, I think the best thing you can do is to really just let it go. You don't want to take their pettiness into your life and then sort of stoop down to their level, especially on your special day. You deserve more joy on your day than to make a point. Look, if quietly limiting her spotlight helps you move on, fine. I totally get it. But I think in life, when we run into these types of people, it's actually better for us to take back our power and have that as center stage than to have all these people taking space up in our minds. Like, they're acting like literal energy vampires, and you don't need to give them more than what they really deserve. Okay, so that was petty in a very wedding specific kind of way. This next one is less glamorous, but honestly, just as annoying. Am I the a-hole for telling my sister she can't regularly bring her boyfriend to stay in my home? Ooh, this is gonna be a good one. Let's get into it. Per my last post here, this quandary is owing to my unusual living situation. I rent my childhood home from my mother who lives in her second home elsewhere. I make a pretty small wage in an extremely expensive city, so while I would like to just have my own place, it's not going to be feasible for a long time. My current company is even on a pay freeze. My sister makes substantially more than me, but lives in a busy house share the other side of the city. Her boyfriend lives in essentially poor student accommodation in a different city. She's recently been saying that she feels she's outgrowing her house share and that she and her partner find it really stressful staying there because of how busy it is and they can't get much peace together. I think we can see where this is going. All that to say that last weekend they came to stay here in the family home and then added two additional nights onto the stay without letting me know because they were just enjoying the space. Enjoying the space is the key phrase here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now, I've just had 5 hours notice that they decided they'll be staying here again because the boyfriend really got stressed at the idea of staying in her house share. Okay, so there's two things going on here. For sure, they absolutely need to be giving this woman more notice because she's technically renting the family home, but it's also a family home technically because it belongs to mom and they're both sisters. So it kind of sounds like communication is gonna need to be key here. Let's continue. I basically said that I'm not okay with having such short notice. And I'm also not really happy if they're trying to make this a regular thing. This isn't an alternate place to stay for me. This is my only home. And I don't appreciate a couple showing up whenever they want to get some space and in doing so, taking mine. I get that. I get that for sure. My sister is angry because she says it's her childhood home too. And I'm not the one to say when she can or can't come and who she brings. And of course, my mom wants to stay out of it. Yeah, that basically confirms exactly what I said earlier. It is this weird dilemma because it being mom's house kind of creates this gray area. But then the one sister is renting it, so technically it's her space and she doesn't have somewhere else to go. And the other sister, who actually earns more money, who technically has more options, has a different place to live. So this is, we're gonna continue, but I think I have an idea of how to solve this issue here. So, am I the a-hole for trying to stipulate what my sister can or can't bring her boyfriend to stay in the family home that I rent on an individual basis? Mouthful. Edit. Some info. This will be useful. 1. I'm not objecting to them staying at all. Last week, they were going to a game nearby, so I felt like it would have been unreasonable to complain. I'm complaining about showing up at short notice, for indefinite periods, and regularly in a house that's my full-time residence. 2. I don't pay market rate. Me and my mom agreed on an amount based on suitable proportion of my income, and I regularly check in case she wants increases. She's currently happy with what I'm currently paying. 3. My mom sort of takes my side, in that she says she wouldn't want them coming by as they do in my position, but won't lay down the law personally because she doesn't want to alienate my sister. And 4, there's an official written agreement stipulating me as a tenant and my mom as the landlord. So I don't think the author is wrong here for drawing the line. She's not saying that her sister can never come. She honestly just wants a bit more notice and to have that kind of that clear boundary that this is just a space for them to enjoy every now and then, but they're not paying rent, they're not living there, and therefore it shouldn't be treated as a place they can just show up to and stay there for indefinite periods of time. And you know what? I think that's reasonable. And the key element here is for her just to stay calm and clear when it comes to setting a boundary. So although it's a family home, it's technically the sister's home now because she's paying rent there. Everyone's grown up. Everyone's got jobs. She's paying rent. She's the one who lives there. It's her primary residence. And anyone else who's not living there technically is visiting, and therefore they should give ample notice and they should respect her space. And to be honest, boundaries always sound harsh for people who were enjoying not having them at all. And for the last one, this one is sort of like a smaller conflict on paper, but I think a lot of you guys are going to have thoughts on this one. Am I the asshole for being upset I won't be given a plus one to my sister's wedding? Ooh, now this is going to be a good one. Let's get into it. Names are changed. Me, 21-year-old female. Sister Jenny, 33-year-old female, is getting married this February. She asked me to be a bridesmaid, which I accepted. So far, so good. She asked her other sister, Maddie, 34-year-old female, to be her maid of honor. I'm not upset about that choice as I understand they grew up together and will always be very close. They are closer in age. Understandable. Though it does make me sad that because of our age gap, we will never share that bond. Also understandable. Anyways, during discussions about who will be invited, it was revealed Maddie will be given a plus one and I will not. Now that's when feelings begin to get hurt. At the time, Maddie was single. Ooh. She now is back together with her on-again, off-again boyfriend who our family greatly dislikes. He tried to get her to drink and drive with me as a passenger when I was 15, treats her badly, is rude, etc. I have been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years now. My family doesn't get together except for weddings and funerals, and I live out of state. So Jenny's wedding is possibly the only time my boyfriend would get to meet most of my family until someone dies. When my father asked why my boyfriend wasn't invited, Jenny said she doesn't know him, as well as comments about my relationship being less important because we're young and we'll break up anyways. Okay. So I think you guys can agree that that's just like plain outright mean. Either there's something going on there that we don't know about, but what I can tell is that that is just unnecessarily mean to the younger sister who's been in a steady relationship for the last 2 years, who wants her boyfriend, and the boyfriend seems like he's willing to be introduced to the whole family, and it's an important opportunity to include him into everything. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's not coming from a place of budget or space or just not having enough room. Clearly, it's some petty stuff from Big Sis, who is saying that the little sister's relationship just isn't important enough and they're going to break up anyway. That's foul. Let's keep going. Despite Jenny dating her now fiance when she was my age, my dad went so far as to offer to pay for my boyfriend's meal at the wedding, but Jenny still refuses to give me a plus one. Why? Why, Jenny? Why? Instead, she listed my boyfriend as number one on the wait list in case anyone doesn't RSVP. I'm upset that our sister Maddie is getting a plus one for some guy she has around sometimes, while my committed partner is seen as less important because we're young. I know this seems whiny, but I just want my relationship to be treated with the same respect. Am I the a-hole? Okay, I think I know what my final verdict is going to be, but before we get into that, I'm going to finish off the thread. No, edit. Maddie has also gone out of her way to try and make me feel bad about being just a bridesmaid while she's maid of honor and trying to convince my family I shouldn't even be a bridesmaid. I'm also expected to watch our mother, who's basically been excommunicated from the family, to make sure she doesn't cause drama. And I haven't spoken to our mother in almost 6 years. I'm starting to get pretty fed up now with how I'm being treated. I think the author's hurt makes total sense. This is not about one extra play. This is about feeling like your relationship is being completely dismissed and talked down to. But at the same time, I would not let this turn into a bigger fight than it really needs to be. In these situations, you're always allowed to take note about how you're feeling and to protect yourself. But if it was me, I'd be focusing less on trying to get my bigger sister to validate my relationship and actually assessing my relationship with my two bigger sisters. I need to know your take in the comments. Was the wedding video revenge fair, or was just a tad too much? Was the author right to draw a boundary with the sister and the boyfriend coming to her house? And if you were in story three, would you be upset if you couldn't bring your significant other too? Let me know in the comments. And if you had as much fun as I did, like and subscribe for more. I'll see you in the next one.